Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Monday or over the weekend, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. Rain in the forecast for tonight, and temperatures getting cold again. Overnight low temperatures in the upper 20s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with snow showers possible. Daytime high temperatures in the lower 30s. And on Tuesday night, mainly clear, lows 15 to 20 degrees. Topping Monday's local news, Dingish Day celebrations are on tap in Buffalo and in North Tonawanda. But along with any celebration comes a warning. If your celebration includes drinking, prepare to be stopped. And along with that Dingish Day warning comes a new warning from the New York State Police, who are starting a new campaign today to crack down on distracted drivers. They'll be looking for people texting or talking on their cell phone. And troopers tell us that they'll be using marked and unmarked cars to spot those violators. And if you're caught using a cell phone while driving, you may be facing substantial fines, including $50 to $200 for the first offense, multiple increases for each additional offense, and depending on the status of your license, your driving privileges may be suspended. Police are advising if you're expecting a call or text when you drive, to take along a designated texter with you to take the call, or simply leave your phone out of reach to avoid getting arrested. Last year, during a similar state detracted driving campaign, over 22,000 tickets were handed out, and this year's similar campaign will be in full force right until April 13th. More local news on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th at Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really take the time to care about you. In fact, they want to help you with whatever you need, including delivering your prescriptions to your home free of charge. And if you have any questions about your prescriptions or medicine, call them. Their pharmacists are always on hand to help. The number is 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other news, they say practice makes perfect and can save lives. And that's the motto that first responders live by. And so on Monday, if you see fire, police, and emergency personnel en route to Mount St. Mary's Hospital from Lewiston, it might be just a test. The hospital and first responders will be perfecting a drill. And according to Maria Batt, the public relations manager for Mount St. Mary's, the drill is designed to test and strengthen coordination, communication, and patient care across all levels of the emergency response, right from the scene to the hospital handoff. Monday night's exercise is scheduled to involve multiple patient care scenarios, including critical medical situations that may progress to cardiac arrest. Simulations were scheduled to begin at the Lewiston No. 1 Fire Company around 7 p.m., where emergency medical crews will initiate patient care at their respective levels. Then the crews will perform appropriate life-saving interventions, including the treatment of cardiac arrest scenarios. Patients will then be transferred into a simulation ambulance and transported to Mount St. Mary's for continued care. During the transport, crews will practice contacting the emergency department with patient reports and report the situation to hospital staff as they would in a real emergency. Upon arrival at St. Mary's, EMS providers will deliver a formal handoff report to the attending physicians detailing the treatments performed, medications administered, and the patient's current condition. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that these types of drills are performed regularly to keep the first responders and hospital staff sharp and up to date on any possible situation that may arise, and to evaluate the response and to see if there's any way to make it better. More headlines in a moment, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, whenever you notice a problem with your home appliances, you know you want them fixed, and you want them fixed properly and reasonably. So here's what you do. Take this number down. It's 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Chris is the number one repairman on the Niagara frontier, who's been fixing appliances for over 45 years now. And surprisingly enough, with all that experience, He still keeps his house call to a $35 fee plus parts and labor. And on top of that, Chris is an honest repairman. If your appliance isn't worth investing in and not worth fixing, he'll even tell you that. Honesty, professionalism, and reasonable. Just three of the good reasons why you'll want Chris Moore's number in your cell phone. 523-5911. On Friday, we told you about a 20-year-old Youngstown man that was taken into custody in the Lower Gorge area of Art Park in Lewiston after leading sheriff deputies on a high-speed chase that started when they attempted to stop the motorcycle he was driving on the Ridge Road near Church Road in Cambria. Deputies said the operator was traveling at a high rate of speed and refused to pull over. He then reportedly sped into the area of Art Park, where he abandoned the bike and fled on foot in a trail in the Lower Gorge. Deputies and police then searched for him on foot while utilizing a police canine and drones, and they finally located the suspect and took him into custody. He was identified as Garrett Tong of Youngstown, who deputies said was found out to be operating a motorcycle that was stolen earlier. He was subsequently charged with criminal possession of stolen property, unlawfully fleeing the police, obstructing governmental administration, and resisting arrest, along with a number of vehicle and traffic violations. Now he'll get a chance to answer those charges in town court. A driver who reportedly failed to yield the right of way to a sheriff deputy patrol car on Niagara Road in Wheatfield over the weekend and nearly caused an accident was charged by deputies after they stopped him, and they said he was found to be driving on a revoked license from an earlier incident. Charged with aggravated unlicensed operation in the case was Anthony Wilson, who was also charged with the failure to yield the right of way, having no valid inspection, and with having no front license plate. He was released on appearance tickets, and deputies turned his vehicle over to a driver with a valid license to remove it from the scene. A resident on Mapleton Road in Pendleton, taking his dog outside, noticed an open door on his garage. When he went to look, he discovered an unknown male standing in the garage near his motorcycle. He said when he went to confront the man, another unknown man appeared and struck him in the head with an unknown object, knocking him unconscious. The victim said when he woke up, both men were gone and nothing appeared to be missing. Deputy said the victim did have a lump on his head and was checked and treated at the scene. Now investigators are looking into the incident and they're trying to identify those two men that were involved. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a rollover collision around 12:30 on Monday afternoon. That happened in the 5600 block of South Transit Road. Unknown injuries reported there. South Lockport volunteers and deputies on that scene. Just before 6 a.m. on Monday, a two-car collision was reported on the Twin Cities Memorial Highway in North Tonawanda. There were injuries reported there, with NT police and fire assisting. And on Sunday night, another rollover accident reported. That one occurred at Kinney and Schaefer. Unknown injuries there. And in Niagara Falls on Saturday, a two-vehicle accident was reported on Niagara Falls Boulevard at 66th Street. Falls police and fire personnel at that scene reported unknown injuries. And the Niagara County Legislature has appointed legislator Jesse Gooch as its representative to the Niagara Military Affairs Council. That's a civilian-led organization that supports the growth and prosperity of the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station, which is the last federal U.S. Air Force base in the state of New York and the largest federal facility in the region. Legislator Gooch went on to say that he recognizes the tremendous economic impact that the Air Reserve Station has on our region, and he wants to do whatever he can to ensure that it has a long future in our community. NIAMAC is a designated partner agency of Niagara County and as such receives an annual appropriation of $20,000 in support to its mission. According to Gooch, the legislature supports the work of NIAMAC because that organization has led to the change not only to save the base from closing multiple times, but to fight for new federal investment in the facility. Gooch said the many folks who have volunteered their time to NIAMAC over the years have done an unbelievable job, and he said he looks forward to carrying on that legacy. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day, at 371-0046. And remember, if you want to keep that golf game sharp before the golf course is open, you can do it at the Links of Niagara. For details or for a virtual look at the links, check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net. Or you can hear the news on demand on Facebook when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.